how are we able to talk through some of these things in regards to the sins, like whether we're talking about recently in regards to sin of greed or lust or anger, or could be a variety of things. How are we able to talk about this in community without feeling shame, judgment, having like that freedom to be able to do so? Because I don't know, not even anecdotally, I can assume or imagine people are just like, oh, I don't want to bring this up because no one else is dealing with this. Only me, you know. How do we work through that in light of knowing these truths?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I guess there's a lot of different ways to come at it. One reality is that part of why God put us in a community is so that we could get help. And so that we could be helpful, but also so that we could get help. And so if we only ever are willing to talk to each other about vague generalities, it is going to be hard for us to change, because we usually change in the specifics. So, you know, I don't have too many husbands who come and I say, you know, you need to love your wife. They're like, wow, I never thought about that before.
Cherish and
nurture. That's so radical. But I do meet a lot of guys that don't always know what it looks like to love their wife when they have to wait, you know, and they're in the grocery store or when it comes to doing the dishes. And so even with money and with some of these other entertainment, some of these other specific issues, if we really want to move forward, it does seem like we're going to have to develop friendships with other godly believers where we do have the opportunity to think through some of these things out loud. And so I think part of that, one, is going to require the person listening to actually listen and make sure they understand and remember the gospel, but also the person sharing that how much do I really want to grow? Am I willing to possibly have somebody look down on me so that I can grow? I think sometimes we always put it on the other people. And there are people like that. They're like, hey, you're looking down on that person. Stop. But sometimes that person's actually not going to really look down on us. They're going to be like, thank you so much. I struggle with that too. But we are not actually willing to even sort of get close to where someone might not see us as perfect.
Yeah.
Because that's somehow our biggest fear. And if they, and you know, honestly, if they don't think you're amazing, so what, really?
they can't, it's not like you are.
They can't criticize you more than God already has. Yeah. God says you deserve hell, and what you what you've received is His love. And if they do judge in a unbiblical, critical way, then they need to be confronted. Actually, then the community kind of would need to come around and be like, brother, this isn't a loving way to respond to someone who opens up and shares what's going on in their life.